Thank you, David. We appreciate it. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And there is a special screening that is happening this weekend, Saturday, at the Gene Siskel Film Center. And it involves HBO's latest film, The Tale. On the line with us right now is internationally acclaimed producer, writer, cinematographer, director of The Tale. Jennifer Fox is with us. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm great. I hope I'm not in too noisy of an environment, but I'm great.
No, we are happy to have you. I have seen the trailer for The Tale that will be shown as a big event this weekend, Saturday, at the Gene Siskel Film Center. Now, this is based on your own life story, and Laura Dern plays you.
Yes. I'm very lucky to have such a beautiful, tall, blonde woman playing a short, dark, Jewish woman.
Also, some people involved. Common is in this. Ellen Burstyn, who's great. Jason Ritter plays a big role in this as well.
Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth Debicki. I mean, we have an incredible cast. So I'm blessed to have these people basically enacting a true story from my life.
We had talked to the people of PAXA and Parents Against Child Sex Abuse. This Leaving Neverland came out, the Michael Jackson documentary. And I have to be quite honest with you, Jennifer. When you think of sexual abuse, you think of force and things that are beyond your control. And my mind kind of opened up to a type of abuse where at the time you don't even know it's abuse, and that's what The Tale deals with.
Exactly. I mean, I think the notion that you just express is actually fairly false notion about child sexual abuse, and it's what makes it so difficult to deal with, both to see it happening and to stop it, and also to deal with the aftermath. Because child sexual abuse is about coercion and manipulation of an adult in a way that a child thinks that he or she is making choices. And so the child often doesn't know that anything bad is happening until it's too late for them to say no, because they have such an esteem for this adult. So it's really a huge manipulation that happens. It is like, in its impact, a different kind of diagram than rape, even though we call it statutory rape. I hope I'm not being too technical.
No, you're fine. Jennifer,
yeah, and
I'll go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I think The Tale, the film I made, is about an adult who Laura Dern plays based on my story, looking back and realizing that something she thought was a relationship, which was the, quote, relationship I had with my 40-year-old track coach at 13 years old, was in fact not a relationship but abuse. And in my true life and in the film, you see, it took me till I was in my 40s to ever even name it as abuse, although anybody watching in 2 minutes will call it child sexual abuse. And that's exactly the kind of manipulation and almost brainwashing that often goes on with child sexual abuse.
Jennifer, was there a moment that you realized that this was abuse, or did it happen over a long span of time? What exactly took place that made you realize that what you thought was right was far from being right?
You know, I told myself a story, and The Tale is very much about the stories we tell ourselves to trauma. But I believed that it was a relationship until I was making another film in my 40s about female life in the world. And every second or third woman had a story of sexual abuse, assault, or rape. And I was so shocked because the film was not about violence against women. And it made me reconsider the event that happened to me, because there's a kind of paradigm of abuse. And it's funny, a lot of child sexual abuse, if you look at the structure of it, is very similar. There's what we call grooming. There's a period where the adult you know, gives a lot of love and attention to the child, be it a girl or a boy, and makes them feel special and adored and loved, and incrementally crosses, once that occurs, then slowly starts to cross boundaries. And the child is so confused because they think this is an adored adult that they can't say no. So that structure is something that happened to me, and you'll see it in the tale. But you'll also see that I thought at 13 that I was making choices, when in fact I had no idea what was going on.
Well, that's a coming of age thing, too, that you see in the movie, where a young Jenny wants to be in control of her own life and to be just enamored with the woman involved. I can't remember the character's
name. Mrs. G.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, but you look up to somebody and you think, wow, I want to be like this woman. I, you know, she's offering everything to the world. I want to be just like her. And then these feelings turn into something else. It was so interesting to watch. And I was ignorant of the whole grooming thing. I never even heard of that before leaving Neverland.
Yes, I love Leaving Neverland, by the way, and together with the tale, I think it's really breaking people's misconceptions about child sexual abuse, because I think the media has always presented it as this black and white. There's the predator who looks like a dark, evil man, and then there's the innocent child who is preyed upon. And yes, the child's innocent, but the predator can be anyone. He's often someone embedded in the community. And we say the predators groom the child, the family, and the community. And they're often people who are very highly regarded. And it's why an organization like PACSA, which is where we're screening the film at the Gene Siskel Center Saturday at 10 to 11 to 1, and I'm speaking, by the way.
Yes.
It's why it's so important that parents become awake to the fact that grooming happens to them too. Often predators are beloved by parents because the parents don't realize that they've been brainwashed as well. My coach was actually an Olympic athlete and an Olympic coach, celebrated by the community. You know, a real big shot, and everybody adored him. And that is a kind of typical predator.
Jennifer, was there anybody, while you were going through this, was there anybody, a family member, a friend, who looked at what was going on with your relationship? And I know they didn't know all the ins and outs, but they knew some of it, and just went, this is inappropriate, we got to look into this, or did that just not happen?
Well, my situation, and forgive me for those listening, every event of sexual abuse is different, so I may be sounding like I'm making generalizations, and if I am, they're often wrong. But in my case, the sexual abuse, I was staying at my riding coach, who was a woman's house, on the weekends, away from my parents. So they didn't have contact with really either. They didn't know the running coach who was abusing me. They had never met him. They did, you know, they were putting their trust in this riding coach. So he came one day, and this is a scene in the film, to pick me up, and brought my mother flowers. And my mother was like, wait, what is this adult bringing me flowers for? It was like a triggering event. Like, that's what boyfriends do to the parents of the girl they're dating.
Yeah.
And my mom really, at that point, started to grill me. And I, being an adolescent, and this is the other trouble with sexual abuse in adolescence, I denied everything. She was like, what's that man doing? Who is he? Is he having an affair with your riding coach? What's going on? Like, she suspected something. I don't think she suspected abuse. Remember, it was 1973.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was an adolescent, and I was like, this is my life. Get out of my life. I didn't cop to it, and I lied through my teeth. So there was, both my parents, there was a growing suspicion of what was going on, but they didn't have the tools that I think parents can have now when they arm themselves to be aware. And again, that's why an organization like PACSA, which is Parents Against Child Sexual Abuse, is so important. And Tanya High and her husband David, who created it, they understand that parents need their eyes open to see the signs and respond appropriately. And I think that's why they wanted to host this screening. It's an opportunity to look at the film and then talk about how parents become armed and more aware through asking their children questions, maintaining rules about what's appropriate, and also, you know, not taking things at face value. Now, in my case, again, it was 1973. You have to understand, sexual abuse didn't happen in the nice, white, affluent Jewish suburbs.
Yeah.
My parents just had no expectation of that. And in fact, even at school, which meant been trained much more than they were then, I handed in a story that the film is based on, my English class, and I got an A for it. And the story was a very thinly veiled story about what happened to me with these two adults. Of course, it didn't say sex, but it, you know, the teacher was alarmed enough to say, if this is true, it's a travesty, but since you're so well adjusted, it can't be true. And there was an A on my paper.
And you hid that from your mother, because at one point, that's where Ellen Burstyn, playing your mother, decides to contact you and wants to talk to you, which starts the story moving. There's another moment that I thought was pretty fascinating as Laura Dern, playing the part of you, Jennifer Fox, is looking back at some of the other kids that were at this riding camp, and she sees what they look like now, and there's a moment like you live with them in your head happily, never wanting anything to change. You just go back to that time when things were wonderful.
Yes. Now, this is the complication, again, of child sexual abuse and everything in memory, is that there was good and bad. And so what I remembered, the way I survived the event, is I remembered the good. I remembered the attention. I remembered how much I adored them. I remembered that they made me feel special.
Jennifer, we have to interrupt. We have some breaking news. We are going to take a quick break. We'll come back and continue with Jennifer Fox, but we go live to the newsroom right now.
Thank you very much. We are getting multiple reports now that authorities are saying off the record that the body of 5-year-old Andrew Friend has been found. There's been no official statement from police yet, but the word has made its way to multiple sources, including Channel 9 and the Chicago Tribune, that the young boy is no longer missing and that they have found his body. Now, they will be holding a news conference at 1 p.m. We will carry it live here on air and also on our stream at WGNradio.com. But again, multiple reports. 5-year-old Andrew Friend, the young boy missing in Crystal Lake since last week, no longer missing. His body found today on land in unincorporated Woodstock. Wendy?
Thank you very much, David. That is sad news indeed. We're going to take a break, and we'll continue talking about HBO's The Tale. They're teaming up with PACSA this Saturday, Parents Against Child Sex Abuse, and there'll be a movie screening and a Q&A with director Jennifer Fox, who we will continue talking with next here on 720 WGN. All right, we are talking to Jennifer Fox, the writer, director, cinematographer. You've done everything on The Tale. It's HBO's latest film, and a special screening this Saturday, April 27th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., a panel discussion and Q&A with director Jennifer Fox following the film. It's all taking place at the Gene Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street in Chicago. Registration is required. You can go to eventbrite.com, and PACSA will be there as well, Parents Against Child Sex Abuse. An amazing film. I loved it. I was touched by it. I was horrified by it, but it gets people talking. So great job to you, Jennifer.
Well, thank you so much.
Jennifer, sadly, so many times when we hear stories of child sexual abuse, those kids go on to say that later in life, they have a very difficult time maintaining any kind of relationship with somebody else. I know this is a personal question, but do you fit that category? How did it play out for you?
You know, I think that for me, it became kind of a holy grail that I was going to work on my ability to have relationships and to love and to be sexual. And so it's been a path I've been on. I guess I've been in relationship all my life, and I'm married, and I've been with the same man for 17 years, not to say that marriage or heterosexuality is good, but I think I've been fighting that fight. It does impair your ability to trust. It damages it, because whether I like it or not, this person or people, in my case, that I trusted so profoundly at age 13, totally abused that trust and manipulated me in a very kind of intimate way that leaves a scar. What I want to say, though, is that as horrible as it is, child sexual abuse, we have to give children and arm them who have been hurt with strength to carry on, because nobody gets through life without trauma. And so rather than say, you know, this is the pathology of my life, this is the challenge of my life, we have to arm children and parents to teach children to be resilient and to survive. I hope that doesn't sound too Pollyannish, but I want to be realistic here. Yeah. Like, have you, either of you, gotten through your life without trauma?
There's trauma everywhere. It's impossible.
Yes, but fortunately, when you start comparing traumas, then all of a sudden, Jennifer, and I didn't have it so bad. That's what you find me saying.
But you will hear me say that, too, because I feel like my sexual abuse was sexual abuse light. And if you say that to somebody, they'll go, oh, my God, how could you say that? But it could be much worse. So the reality is life is full of trauma, and we have to both face that, but we also have to arm people with resilience, and that's the most important thing. And I think one of the messages of the tale is that, you know, I am a survivor, and a lot of people who have been abused are survivors. You wouldn't even recognize that they have child sexual abuse in their past. So we want to give people that capacity to get over, and not just pity them and make them into victims.
That is a great takeaway from this. Jennifer, it was a pleasure talking to you. Congrats and continued success. The Tale. PAXA presents HBO's The Tale. It's a screening this Saturday, Gene Siskel Film Center. You can go to eventbrite.com. And I also want to give PAXA's website as well. It's PAXA.online, Parents Against Child Sex Abuse. Jennifer, we look forward to talking to you again.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Jennifer. All right, a quick break, and then we'll turn things over. Wendy and I are headed toward the stream. You can join us there or stick around and listen to Steve Bertrand and the Wintrust Business Lunch.
And we've got you covered with all the latest breaking news, the stories that matter. David Jennings has that coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.